They make it their business to mind your business. Fairfield, California wants to ban unlicensed golf instructors from giving lessons on city-owned courses. And dozens of school districts across the nation have jumped aboard the chocolate milk bandwagon. Such policies may decrease sugar consumption, but Cornell University researchers caution against bans because yanking chocolate milk out of cafeterias means the kiddos drink less milk and consume less protein and calcium. Forget about unintended consequences. What's most important is showing people you care about kids' health. But this time we zero in on Sandy Springs, Georgia, where an ordinance bans sex toys unless customers have a prescription or a scientific reason for buying one.
This woman who has multiple sclerosis says she wants the government to get out of her private life.
Melissa Davenport says her condition makes it very difficult to enjoy sex, and she credits sex toys with saving her marriage of 24 years. She says no doctor would write her a prescription for a sex toy, and she's filed a lawsuit against the city.
This ordinance basically says that the government can stick its nose into your bedroom.
The state of Alabama is one of the few other places that ban sex toys.
People really do need devices like this because they need it for health reasons and to have a healthy, intimate life with their spouse.
Follow the show on Twitter, submit your nanny nominees, and check back next month for more examples of busybodies minding your own business.